who are giving in to the guilt of their sin, who are lost, and they wonder, is God for me? Is God on my side? And the devil sends those torrents, the world attacks them, they cannot swim, and they are swept away indeed, and the devil devours them whole. But that's not how it ends for God's people. David is saying, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side. But God is for us. And we have escaped. It is as good as done that we are free from all the dangers and from the attacks of our enemies and from the devil. If anyone tries to confront you for your faith, you can say, whatever may come, you may try to judge or kill, but for Jesus' sake, I have found life. And God, my God, is fighting for me.
This message is from Rock of Ages Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona. Rock Solid Hope for Rim Country. May 12th, 2024. Psalm 124.
You might think as you read through the account that we read earlier about Stephen and his death as he's stoned and pelted to death by the enemies of God, you might think that's the beginning of a great persecution, and it is to some extent, but really, it's a continuation, isn't it? He was not the first to die for proclaiming the Christ and confessing his faith in the Lord. No, you can go back and look in the history of God's people, can't you? And every one of them, it seems, especially the prominent leaders in God's church, they were all persecuted. The prophets were, as history records or tradition states, sawed in half, tortured, executed, thrown into pits. They were all persecuted for their faith. And that's what Stephen is saying in his speech. Was there any prophet that you did not persecute? And here he is, just one more. Now maybe as we look at that, we might think, well, that's for those spiritual leaders, the apostles and the prophets, to face such a degree of attack and suffering and maybe even death. But what the scriptures submit to you is that's not just for the leaders of God's church or the prominent teachers of the word. That is for all God's people. See, as we make our way to our resurrection goal, we have attacks, we have enemies, we have troubles and dangers. As Jesus said in that prayer we read in John 17, the world hates us. But today, as we close our series, looking at how we reach our resurrection goal, we see how we really make an escape. Whatever the attack, whatever the struggle, whatever comes on any one of us, we escape in the name of the Lord. We'll consider that as we look at Psalm 124 this morning. First of all, we see David, who wrote this psalm, make something clear about this psalm. We sang a version of this psalm in our service earlier, but we missed just one verse, which is almost a repetition. It says, if the Lord had not been on our side, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side. Verse 2. Did you hear that repeat and that invitation? David could have, as he so often did, said, if God had not been on my side, I would have faced attack, I would have been defeated, I would have failed. But David knows the situation, so he invites all Israel, that is, all the house of God, everyone gathered together in the house for worship, to say this psalm, this hymn, if the Lord had not been on our side. Literally, it reads, if the Lord was not for us. Well, what would be the case? All of us must say, if the Lord had not been for us, had not been on our side, when people, mankind attacked us, they would have swallowed us alive. When their anger flared against us, the flood would have engulfed us, the torrent would have swept over us, the raging waters would have swept us away. I don't know about you, but I can't help when I look at this, think about a time long before David when the people of Israel were facing their raging enemies and the torrents of raging waters all around them. Doesn't this make you picture the Red Sea? And as the Israelites had the people of Egypt and their army coming after them, there they were trapped, but God opened the sea. They passed through the waters, and David wants to echo back, perhaps hearken to that time as he says, our enemies would have, who swallowed us and attacked us, destroyed us, devoured us. The flood, the torrents around us would have destroyed us if God had not been on our side. But surely it can go back to much more than that. David doesn't just mean that singular event, but what happened that day as Pharaoh chased the people of God happens all the time. Maybe even we could go back to the flood. The torrents would have swept us away. The waters would have engulfed us. The whole world destroyed because of the weight and the guilt of sin. But here David is saying enemies. Certainly we see people around the church attacking us, right? You maybe have had someone confront you because of your faith. Could you stand up? Maybe you could say, well, I can withstand a couple of attacks. I got a pretty thick skin. They can certainly lambast me and go against me and attack me, but what if God wasn't on your side? And the world turns against you. The people of this world certainly do want to see less and less supportive of, or maybe you might argue, less tolerant of the Christian faith. The world is against you. It is not on your side. Because behind the world is the devil who wants to, as it says here, flare anger against you and swallow you alive. Or as Peter says, your enemy, the devil, is like a lion looking for someone to devour. And what more awful picture of death is there than that? To be swallowed alive, kind of reminiscent of what a snake might do to its prey. Once you're caught, you're swallowed whole. That's what the world wants to do to you because the Lord is on your side, because you follow the Lord. But there's more that's against us. When it says the torrents would have swept over us, the flood would have engulfed us, the raging waters, it seems not only our people against us, but the world itself, very creation itself, is working against God's people. Maybe you've faced trials because of sickness or catastrophe or something in this world that just swept over you. Could you stand on your own? Having not just the people of this world trying to tear down your faith, but your faith being swept over with the raging waters. And then we have to recognize it's not just the confronting of trials in this world, not just the raging tempest and troubles of this life, but also we face our own guilt. The waters would have swept over us, the torrent. Maybe our own guilt comes and we start to wonder, if God is not for me, what do I deserve because of my guilt? If God is against me and the world is against me, where do I stand? The word for torrent here is like what we find around here in the canyons between two valleys, where the water comes and there's no escape. I was hiking a while back, and there was a storm coming over the horizon, and I had some little children with me. So when I saw we were entering into a place that was solid rock on both sides, and a storm was fast approaching, I started to realize, I don't think the little one, especially the one that can't swim, would do too well. Nor would I if the torrents start coming down this narrow ravine. That's the picture that David gives, what happens to us. We're swept away because of our guilt, because of the world, because of the evils that are around us. You know, when I was contemplating the call to come serve here at Rock of Ages, I searched a little bit on what the area was like, because I didn't know Payson existed. One of the first things that came up was a news story about a family that was swept away by the, I believe it was the third crossing, and many of them died because of the torrent. A sad thought, but the world is filled with people who are giving into despair, who are giving into the guilt of their sin, who are lost, and they wonder, is God for me? Is God on my side? And the devil sends those torrents. The world attacks them. They cannot swim. And they are swept away indeed. And the devil devours them whole. But that's not how it ends for God's people. David is saying, let Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side. But God is for us. Praise be to the Lord, who has not let us be torn by their teeth. We have escaped. See, David is able to say, God is for us. And the Apostle Paul echoes those very same words in Romans 8. God is for us. Let Israel say, God is fighting for me, and I will escape. And we have escaped. It is as good as done that we are free from all the dangers and from the attacks of our enemies and from the devil. If anyone tries to confront you for your faith, you can say, whatever may come, you may try to judge or kill, but for Jesus' sake, I have found life. And God, my God, is fighting for me. The Lord God, we have escaped like a bird from the follower's snare. The snare has been broken, and we have escaped. A great picture of what we have, isn't it? The snare that was ours was to lie in the curse and the guilt and the grave. And the devil would have us join with him in being enemies of God and being trapped forever in our sin. But the snare has been broken. God has opened our eyes. And the devil's trap has failed as he has brought you out of captivity and into his kingdom. And we know God is for us. The Lord has not let us be torn by the teeth of our enemies. God is for us so much that he came to live among us. God is for us so much that he became just like us to fight the battle for us. And there is God for us, making the way as he confronts the devil and as he faces all the enemies of God. And it might have seemed like he was swallowed whole as his body was killed and as the world raged against him and the flood swept over him. But he was stricken for us. And he was punished in our place. And he defeated our enemy on the cross. And yes, as he's placed in the tomb, it might have seemed like he had been on the wrong side. But Jesus knew, as he kept the Father's will, that he was carrying out the perfect plan, God for his people, God with us and God for us. And as he came out of the grave, he escaped like a bird from the fowler's snare. Death could not hold him down. And so we know God is for us. Our living Lord tells us he is for us. Your sins forgiven, the enemy destroyed, and he will take you out of this world and you will escape from your grave in the end. So that you can say with the Apostle Paul, I know that the Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. We will reach our resurrection goal. And yes, there will be attacks. There will be torrents. There will be anger flaring against us. There will be waters sometimes sweeping over us. But the Lord will not let us be torn by the teeth of the enemy. We will and have escaped from death, escaped from our enemy. The snare is broken, and like a bird flying to freedom, we will be carried by the Lord's angels to his side. And there in his kingdom we will say, let all Israel say, if the Lord had not been on our side, we would have been swallowed alive, we would have failed. But praise the Lord, we have escaped. And as this psalm concludes, our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. If he is for us, Paul says, who can be against us? We reach our resurrection goal with escape. Escape from our enemies, escape from our guilt, escape from the grave, and escape to fly to eternal life and a resurrected eternal body. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Amen.